Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Dr. Ann Klein. She is a member of the Board of Directors of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, representing business in East Central Minnesota. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So last week, Ann, you kind of introduced us to Minnesota Online High School and some of the benefits it offers to students in rural Minnesota, particularly those who may have some physical disabilities that make it difficult for them to attend a brick-and-mortar high school. Maybe there are just reasons why they perform better on an online environment as opposed to in a classroom. But I have to ask the question.
For every student that goes to the online curriculum and does not attend a brick-and-mortar school in their district, is there a penalty of sorts financially to that school district?
What would happen is that school district would not get, the state wouldn't give them the funding for that student, and that funding would go to the Minnesota Online High School. So is it a penalty? Well, technically, but at Minnesota Online High School, they have amazing partnerships with many of the rural schools, and counselors will often recommend that students go to Minnesota Online High School because it is such a, it's an excellent option when that traditional environment just does not work.
Are there online options for K-12 that are for profit?
Yes. It's K-12.com. Now, Minnesota Online High School represents 9th grade through 12th grade. But what the K-12.com does is they just have one curriculum. And when I shared those ratios earlier, Minnesota Online High School is 13.5. State average is 16. In the dot-coms, they run about 50 on that faculty to full-time equivalent student.
Now, I would think a lot of making this work is having broadband available. And that's still an issue in a lot of parts of rural Minnesota. Is that an incentive to move broadband even faster into these communities? Do you see that happening anywhere?
I think it is absolutely another reason to get broadband into these communities, because we need to educate our children, period. So absolutely, we need to get alternatives out there.
And then, of course, there's the whole business side of that, which, you know, you would know more than anyone, Ann, is if you don't have broadband, it's pretty tough to compete in the business world, too.
Absolutely. I couldn't do it. My business, I work from home and much of the time, and I couldn't do it if I didn't have connectivity.
Well, I sure appreciate your perspective on the Minnesota Online High School. I appreciate your time. Dr. Ann Klein, a member of the Board of Directors of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, representing business in East Central Minnesota. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you very much, and you all have a great day.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.